The Middle East, the Arab world, Syria, Egypt, fear of terrorism, sectarian conflict among the faithful in Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, even here in the United States. A real barrel of laughs, right? We talk continually about the developments in the Middle East as news, but as a source of humor, well, there is a place to go if you really want to laugh about what's going on in the Muslim world, from the Middle East to right here in America. It's a delightful garlicky dip of truth and wackiness, just as hummus is a flavorful dip of olive oil, chickpeas, and tahini, hence the name of the new humor website that might seem a little oniony, but has an editorial line all its own, The Hummus, where you can read about how Muslim man faced with choice between beef jerky and heaven, or new iBribe makes waves in Middle Eastern tech market. I'm just getting started. It's the brainchild of three young Muslim American men in Austin, Texas, and San Francisco who speak from an experience of being in the United States and having families who might be a little outraged by the impact of secular democracy on their kids. Sort of Father Knows Best meets Dennis the Menace. And you don't have to be Muslim to laugh at these jokes. The three slightly undercover co-founders of the site are with us today. These are not their real names, but joining us now from Austin is Baba. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Kamal, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jiddu, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you.
So as a collaboration, how fun of an idea and slash dangerous of an idea was it to start The Hummus? Baba?
Well, it's fun. It's always been an idea of ours to engage people in a fun medium, but also doing something that we think helps a little bit. Now, dangerousness of writing satire, I think it's always been an issue. Writing satire in general can seem to be mocking somebody, even if you're not intending to. You are trying to bring light to certain issues. Now, when you're writing satire for Muslims, it can also be a bigger issue because you're writing it about issues that involve Islam. But you're not writing about the religion. You're writing about behavior. Sometimes it's hard for people to discern the difference between the criticism of behavior and the actual religion. And so that conflation, although it occurs with non-Muslims, it also occurs between Muslims. And so that's something that I think could be an issue.
Kamal, I suspect you've been telling jokes like these for a long, long time, and it must be a great outlet to actually be able to put them online.
Oh, definitely. We've always been joking as kids, making fun of things that happened to us being the sons of immigrant parents that came to the U.S. to pursue graduate studies.
Jiddu, who's your audience? Because, you know, we've talked with a lot of people on the program who do have these wild adventures or double lives or are really trying to live this rules of the parents and the kind of crazy world of being in America.
First and foremost, our audience is English-speaking Muslims. The reason it's English-speaking Muslims specifically is because they understand the idiosyncrasies that we discuss. But we found that it's been pretty eclectic, that not just Muslims understand it, but also non-Muslims and across the world.
You know, I'm going to go through some of the headlines here, which are absolute classics. Now, this one, I think even my daughter could relate to, and I'm not a Muslim. Muslim daughter feared missing after father calls 38 times within 5 minutes. I mean, that's got a universal quality to it, but it specifically relates to the ways in which Muslim teens, are under the eye of very vigilant parents.
If you actually go ahead and read the article, there's a little bit more about sort of the difference in treatment between the girl who's missing after 5 minutes, you know, supposedly, and the son who hasn't been seen in a week.
Right.
And so I think a lot of Muslims, especially girl Muslims who are being raised here, who are Americans, they can relate to that and they just don't understand it. And we wanted to address that.
In politics, I noticed that the Hummus really takes off the gloves. One of my favorite headlines is op-ed, Egypt's new constitution is best work of local fourth graders writing career. That's way below the belt, guys.
We were
lucky enough to interview the fourth grader. You know, with Muslims especially, we have a lot of interesting issues in politics. And I think that article is just addressing the real life issue of what's going on in a country. Hopefully people understand that it isn't good fun, but it should actually get them to think about why that's the title and whether or not they agree with some of the premises of the article.
Well, you probably got comments online. Well, that doesn't make any sense because the fourth grader would have to be a military general. right, to write the Constitution. Exactly.
Well, yeah, and in the article, he was actually appointed by the military. So we wanted to make sure it's as close as possible
Perfect.
To reality.
And a lot of the great stuff in here is, as you would expect, you know, humor about the potential for racism in the United States. A Muslim on airplane fails to smile wide enough. Pilot makes emergency landing. I mean, that's it's sad and funny.
That's definitely one of the issues that Muslims face. And I think anyone in general who is thinking about their civil liberties and thinking about, you know, what's been going on recently in terms of just security measures and the balance of security and liberty and all these things that people have discussed for a very long time. But for Muslims, it's been something that's been on our minds for a while. I mean, we get the brunt of it sometimes, you know. It's a double-edged sword, you know. Sometimes it gives us a little bit of an opportunity to expose some of these issues to people, but it also means that some people have bad experiences, and that's why we're writing about them.
Your headline, Saudi Arabia announces the discovery of Mars. Do you believe that Saudi science is sort of stuck in another century, or is that just, you know, some people in the Muslim world?
I believe it's the latter. The reason that a lot of the titles refer to a country or specifically Saudi, it's because we understand there's a relationship between government and the Muslims who are there. People who are there don't, by and large, accept what the government ordains to be the truth. You know, they have centralized power and they decide this is what the religion says, not my interpretation of the religion. And so a lot of those article titles are criticizing their interpretations or their espousals of what truth is. And, you know, it's funny because that article, I definitely understand there's a lot of amazing Muslim scientists out there. There's been countless Nobel Peace Prizes. There's been countless discoveries. But that's not who we're addressing. We're addressing this monopoly on truth. And that's what we try to do with those articles.
Before we go, you know, I spent some time reporting on The Onion a long time ago, and I hung out at one of their editorial meetings, and it was absolutely fascinating just how they figured out what was a joke for them and what was not for them. And I'll never forget this moment where the editors listened to a joke was presented, and people just kind of looked at each other and went, that's Leno. Ugh, we don't like it. And I'm just wondering what your models are. What do you say? You don't go, oh, that's Rushdie. Forget it. Leave that alone. What do you do?
Well, you know, one of the things that we do is we obviously discuss it together. There's three of us who discuss
it. So go ahead and do
it.
Just give me pretend that you're having a pitch meeting for jokes right now. I know it's impossible, but, you know, as best you can.
All right.
Sure.
So
let's see.
Let's talk about – how about something about, like, imams – Imam, like, we want to relate it to, like, Winter Olympics to make it contemporary. There's snowboarding. I like the word radical in there. So, like, radical
imam. Yeah, play on the
imam.
Word radical.
Yeah. Radical imam, like, tears up half pipe.
Like,
yeah.
That's not
questioning,
bad. That's
yeah,
a good,
exactly.
That's
questioning
a double use of a word.
I got one.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Imam goes into a bar.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
I think
good
that
one.
Needs to.
How'd you know the art? How'd you know the title of our next article?
All right, Baba Kamal and Jiddu, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Baba Kamal and Jiddu are the co-founders of the Hummus. They are three Muslim Americans all writing edgy humor under pseudonyms.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.